Today, I'm going to show you how one of my dropshipping businesses consistently makes $20,000 to $30,000 revenue a month. Revenue, not profit. But a typical dropshipping business tends to net 10 to 15% profit at the end of the month.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
How much would an extra $2,000 to $4,000 mean to you each month? Let's walk through how you can do this too. And if you want to, take that same store to seven, even eight figures and leave that old 9-to-5 behind like these members of our course have done. Links are in the description if you want to hear their stories. I love a good side hustle. When I was a kid, I was mowing every lawn in the neighborhood. By 11 years old, I had my own paper route in my little town. Feels okay to say this nowadays, but I sold weed in high school. After high school, when gold mooned in 2011-2012, I started buying up all my old buddies' class rings for $100 and flipping them for quite a bit more at the local jewelry shop. It wasn't until I was 30 years old before I discovered the power of making money online. I've had multiple podcasts. I've generated six plus figures in affiliate revenue. I've exited multiple brands selling on Amazon for over seven figures. And I've built, partnered, and exited multiple dropshipping businesses for over seven figures too. But many people, just like you, don't necessarily want to build a big company. They would love a side hustle that nets them a few thousand dollars each month. So let me show exactly how to do that. But let me be clear. We aren't going to talk about the dropshipping you've likely heard of. Today, I'm going to show you a better way. Today, I'm going to talk about selling high-ticket products from brands you know and love. First, let's do some math. I promise it won't hurt. If we want to do $30,000 in revenue from $30 AliExpress nonsense products, it would require you to sell 1,000 widgets a month. Alternatively, $30,000 in revenue from selling $1,000 air purifiers requires me to sell 35, maybe 45 units each month, depending on which items we sell. The best part is that unlike dog eyelashes or whatever hot product du jour is, people are actually searching for these air purifiers. We won't be running Facebook ads or X or Snap or TikTok ads. When you search for a product, you search on Google. That's where we'll be, capturing the demand instead of having to create it on social media.
Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts, probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Now do the math on $3,000 saunas or bigger units at $7,000 to $8,000 per product. That means you could sell just a half dozen to a dozen products each month and meet your goal. 1,000 orders is going to require you to have a small team to handle customer service and returns, etc. A dozen orders will not. Now, we've gone through exactly how to start one of these businesses in this video right here, link in the description. But essentially, it's number one, find the person you want to serve. Number two, find the products that person purchases that are $1,000 plus. Three, build a website on Shopify and reach out to the brands that sell these products to become a retailer. Four, you'll get some yeses, upload those products onto your site. And five, run Google Shopping ads. The process is simple, but make no doubt about it, you're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to learn skills. That's how anything works that you want to be good at. You'll have to invest yourself into this process. And when you hear that first cha-ching from Shopify, you'll know you're on the right track. From there, you speak to your customers, learn how to serve them better, improve your skills, and in turn, that should lead to more sales. But step one is action. Your side hustle isn't going to build itself. If you want to get started right now, go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where my business partner, John, will walk you through exactly what one of these stores looks like and show you the process to starting your own. What are you waiting for? Click that link. Take action towards your ideal outcome immediately.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.